Jyotirlinga Omkareshwar. It is located on the most magnificent island surrounded by the most beautiful river Narmada. This town sanctifies the eternal presence of Mahadev Shiv in the shape of the most holiest Hindu syllable Om. It is believed that worshipping Omkareshwar is equal to the visit and worship of Kedarnath and Panchakedars. As mentioned in the Shiva Puran, that in the month of Shravan, if one takes the name of 12 Jyotirlinga, one gets rid of all the sins and gets released from distress. If one takes darshan, one acquires merits, and if one listens to the story, they are blessed with moksha. According to the Shiva Puran, Omkareshwar is a beautiful self-manifested linga situated on Vidhyachal Parvat, on an island called Shivapuri or Mandhata, on the Narmada River, Khandwa district in Madhya Pradesh, Bharat. In Satya Yuga, the island took the shape of a huge sparkling gem. In Treta Yuga, it was a mountain of gold. In Dwapar Yuga, it was of copper. And in Kali Yuga, it has taken the shape of a rock. One legend says that the Emperor Mandhata of the Ikshvaku dynasty performed severe austerities and pleased Mahadev Shiv. When Mahadev Shiv appeared before him, he wished that Mahadev should reside at this mountain and bless all his devotees. To fulfill this wish of Mandhata Mahadev, Shiv took the form of Linga. Till date, he is blessing his devotees. This is how the mountain received the name called Mandhata Mountain. According to another legend, it relates to Vindhya Parvat mountain. Vindhya Parvat are the chain of hills consisting of many caves, plateaus, rivers, streams. It is filled with many medicinal herbs and dense forests. It's then home of many yogis, munis, animals, birds. So naturally, Vindhya was very proud of himself. Once, Narada Muni visited Vindhya Parvat. Vindhya respectfully welcomed him and gave him a seat. During the conversation between them, Vindhya became very proud and started glorifying himself, saying that I am the one who has all qualities, self-sufficient, also possesses all treasures. When Narada Muni sensed the pride in Vindhya's mind, he wanted to destroy it as it would lead him to the hellish conditions. So he said that Meru is more qualified than you. It is made of gold. It's so tall that its peaks reaches the heavens. You just cannot compare with it. Saying so, Narada Muni left from there. Vindhya had sleepless nights and his mind was completely restless. He thought a lot and started to worship Mahadev Shiv. He made a Parthiv Shivalinga and performed severe penance for 6 months. Mahadev, being pleased with his austerity, appeared before him and asked for his wish. Vindhya said, I want the intelligence, such intelligence that whatever task I take up, I should be able to accomplish it without any obstacle. So be it, said Mahadev Shiv. Gods from heaven, rishis and munis immediately gathered there to take darshan of Mahadev Shiv. They offered their prayers and felt blissful. It became a festive occasion. All of them requested Mahadev Shiv to reside at that place. Mahadev Shiv accepted their request and took the form of a linga. The Parthiv Linga made by Vindhya is known as Parameshwar Linga or Amaleshwar, and the linga in which Mahadev Shiv appeared is called Omkar Linga. Therefore, devotees visit both these temples when they visit Mandhata. After receiving the boon from Mahadev, Shiva Vindhya Mountain competed with the Mount Meru, growing so high that it obstructed the sun. The people on the earth were in distress, as only one side of the Vindhya was full of sunlight and scorching heat, and the other side was totally in darkness. It totally disturbed the law of nature. So the gods went to Brahmaji. He instructed them to go to sage Agastya, as he is the guru, the teacher of the Vindhya, and he can identify and definitely find a solution to the problem. Then the gods reached Kashi, where Agastya was living with his wife Lopamudra and his children. They put forth their concern and asked him to help them. Agastya, in order to protect the world, he and his family left the holy city of Kashi and set to go to the south. They walked all the way and reached the place where Vindhya was standing as an obstacle on the way. Vindhya saw his teacher and paid respects. Agastya then asked Vindhya to lower himself in order to facilitate his passage across to the south. In reverence for Agastya, the Vindhya lowered his height and promised not to grow until Agastya returned to the north. Agastya, for the benefit of the whole world, settled in south till today, and the Vindhya mountain, very true to its word, never grew further. Hence, in this way, the gods solved the problem. The third story from scriptures say that once upon a time there was a great fierce battle between the Devas, gods, and Danavas, demons, for many days. In this battle, the Danavas won. This was a major setback for the Devas, and hence the Devas worshipped Mahadev Shiv. Being pleased with their prayers, Mahadev Shiv himself emerged in the form of Omkareshwar Jyotirlinga and defeated the Danavas. The temple is five-storied, each one having different deities: Gupteshwar, Dwajeshwar, and many more. Sri Govinda Bhagavat Pad cave, or Adi Shankara's cave. Adi Shankaracharya, one of the great saints of Bharat, met his guru Govinda Bhagavat Pad here in this place. There is a cave found even today just below the Shiva temple, where an image of Adi Shankara has been installed. It is said that this cave is the place where Shankaracharya learnt his lessons from his guru after having walked from south of Bharat thousands of miles through dense forests, valleys, as well as tall mountains. This is the place where Sri Govinda Bhagavat Pad established Gurukul and used to teach his students. Visiting Omkareshwar is incomplete without circumambulating around the most sacred Om-shaped island. Devotees circumambulate by foot or by boat. There is also a Sangam, confluence of River Narmada and Kaveri. It is considered very auspicious to take a bath here. The sacred route passes through Khedapati, Hanuman Mandir, Kedareshwar Temple, Omkarnath Ashram, Markanda Ashram with a 12-meter image of Sri Krishna, Kaveri Sangam, Rin Mukteshwar Temple, Patali Hanuman Temple, Gauri Somnath Temple, a giant statue of Shiva, and the Siddhanta Temple. Devotees also visit Peshwara Ghat, Panase Ghat, and Ahilya Ghat, which line the river Narmada. Shayan, or the night aarti, is considered very popular here. This aarti is around 8:30 p.m. every night. A bed is laid out for Shiva and Parvati in front of the Shivalinga every night, as this temple is considered the resting place of Mahadev Shiv and Mother Parvati. A game of Chaupad is also placed for them to play before they go to sleep. Lakhs of devotees flood here throughout the year, but in the month of Shravan, and during the Mahashivratri, it is a festive occasion. Let's all pray in this most auspicious month of Shravan to Mahadev Shiv and also River Narmada to bless us and allow us to visit this most sanctified holy city and take their darshan. Omkareshwar Mahadev Ki Jai!